Happy to have Alex Stone join us from ABC News. Alex has been in San Bruno since the news broke about the YouTube shooting. Alex, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Pat, good to talk to you as well. And when folks went to sleep last night, they likely were hearing that this might have been a domestic incident of some kind.
Yeah.
Federal agents and police were looking at it as potentially a woman coming up from the San Diego area and targeting a boyfriend or a romantic interest who she may have been angry at. That completely changed overnight. Now police are telling us here that no, they think the victims had no connection to the suspect, that they didn't know each other, but that she was hell-bent on getting revenge against YouTube, that she was angry, that she was a frequent poster on YouTube and had been for quite some time, posting videos about PETA and about animal cruelty and a number of other topics, and that she had grown increasingly angry, thinking that her videos were being censored and that she was not getting paid for the clicks that she should have been getting paid for, and that she came here just to get revenge on the company and to shoot employees of YouTube.
And it sounds like, Alex, the family, her family, had some kind of inkling that something untoward could happen.
Yeah, and how much of a warning it really was is debatable, and it's something that likely there'll be a lot of talk about today, but she had been reported missing out of San Diego. Mountain View police found her sleeping in her car early yesterday morning. They contacted her. They say she was coherent. She answered the questions, didn't seem like a threat. They notified the family in Southern California that they had found her and that she was sent on her way. And the family says, well, they called police back after Googling where Mountain View was and realized it was close to YouTube, knowing she had been mad at YouTube, and told police, hey, just a heads up that she's been angry at YouTube, and you may want to know. But the family says that they didn't know she had bought a gun. Police say they didn't see a gun on her. She didn't mention a gun, so nobody knew that there was a gun potentially at play here. And they thought that the family, that she might go to YouTube and create a scene in the lobby or argue with somebody, but not actually shoot anybody. So police say they did what they do. You know, Santa Rosa police and Petaluma police, everybody in Sonoma County, they deal with this on a daily basis where they find somebody sleeping in a car, they talk to them, they check their ID, check the license plate. If everything clears, they say, all right, get out of here. They haven't done anything illegal.
Right.
That's what happened in Mountain View yesterday, and police are defending, saying, hey, they didn't know what she was planning.
And, you know, I know I'm not alone, Alex, when this story began to unfold yesterday and word finally came out that it was a woman shooter. So unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, it is unusual in mass shootings. Technically, this one's right on the border of what's considered a mass shooting. Where the numbers are, but an active shooter, it's uncommon. It does happen. You know, you think San Bernardino, Tashfeen Malik, one half of the shooting duo, that she was a female. There have been other female cases, but it is very, very uncommon.
And there's no indication, Alex, that there were any shots fired by law enforcement in that circumstance yesterday, correct?
No, doesn't appear so. They were on scene, San Bruno police, within about 2 minutes of the first 911 call. They arrived, and she was already down, that she had shot herself. Her victims, as of a short time ago, they're still alive, two are in critical condition. One is in stable condition. There was a fourth victim. That fourth victim wasn't shot but had an ankle injury, either trying to escape or to hide during the shooting, but she is dead. Her victims are alive, and now police are trying to piece it all together.
Yeah, and I guess the status of the victims is the one sort of positive note out of all of this. No fatalities except for the shooter herself. Well, we're going to hear more about her, more about her family, and more about this situation. Coming up, you'll be in San Bruno for a bit, Alex, right?
It would seem that way.
Yeah.
The story has developed. It continues to develop, got weirder overnight with this whole vendetta against YouTube, and we'll see what comes out today.
All right, very good, Alex. Happy to check in with you. Thanks for the information on this, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, Pat.
That is Alex Stone from ABC News, who's been on scene in San Bruno since this story broke yesterday. And as Alex said, developments overnight, and there will probably be more over the course of the next few days.